Thus I have heard. At one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain, the great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the Buddha? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Sharivatiputra these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation. There is no quality of sight and so on, until no quality of mind, no quality of consciousness. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te Ata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhi Soha. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, the noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be just as you have taught. And the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Sharivatiputra, the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and garbhas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Om Denza Boni Ahum.
Mother, 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 So the purpose of our practicing of the Dharma is to free ourselves from samsara or the cyclic existence. So what is really mean by cyclic existence or samsara, or samsaric beings, in other words? So within the samsara, there are six realms, the three realms of three fortunate realms and three unfortunate realms. So the three fortunate realms are human, god, and demigods. And then three unfortunate realms are animal, hungry ghost, and hell realms. So those are what is known as six realms within the cycle of existence. So right from the beginningless time up until now, we haven't been able to go beyond those cyclic existence or samsara. We have been revolved within the cyclic existence. And without a break. So it is our consciousness, which is beginningless, that takes a rebirth within the six realms. And the depending upon what form of rebirth that we may have taken, depending upon one's own karmic deeds. And so, therefore, so long as we remain within the cyclic existence, not being able to free ourselves from the cyclic existence, we will always undergo sufferings. We're subject to undergo sufferings. Thus, practicing Dharma is to break the chain of the cyclic existence. So therefore, whenever we engage in the practice of the Dharma, receiving the teachings of the Dharma, it is very important for us to actually cultivate appropriate motivations, the motivations of freeing oneself from cyclic existence, as well as wishing to free other beings from the cyclic existence. So what really makes us to take a rebirth in cyclic existence within the samsara? So taking rebirth in samsara is not a random, nor it is forced by some other individuals, such as absolute beings or the mighty beings who actually force oneself to take a rebirth within the cyclic existence. It is our karma. The karma is the driving force for our rebirth, depending upon what kind of karma that we have accumulated. So then the karma being actions, and an action is actually driven by ignorance, maripa in Tibetan, avidya or ignorance, you could say. And the root cause of forcing us to take a rebirth within the cyclic existence is the ignorance. And ignorance here primarily referring to grasping at self, self-cherishing mind, or self-centered attitude. And it is because of this self-centered attitude we engage in all different kinds of actions. And since the motivation itself is ignorant, and your actions will be negative, and then the result of that action will be negative as well. So it is it's all connected, there's a connection one after one another. So how then the self-cherishing mind or the self-grasping itself really force us to engage in negative deeds? For instance, myself. When I think about Ajahn myself, and I think about Ajahn, something that Ajahn who is actually exists independently, without depending on any other factors and causes and conditions. So the very mind or the mind that actually grasps onto self, something that exists solidly, concretely, will then always lead to negative actions. Then negative actions will become a cause for one's own rebirth, a negative rebirth within the cyclic existence. So therefore, now what we really need to do here is to really to identify the cause, the root cause of this cyclic existence, which is self-grasping mind. And it is a self-grasping itself that need to be identified, and that is the one that need to be gotten rid of. So this cannot be again, eliminated without any application of or antidotes or the remedy. So therefore, our entire practice of the Dharma, beginning from taking refuge into rituals, all the way to the meditation of emptiness, if one is Tantric practitioners, self-generation stage, completion stage, from the beginning taking refuge, all the way to the completion stage, must become an antidote or the remedy to the self-grasping mind.
Tawa chimbu chegu riis, tanda nganzu ki chi
そうそう、ちょんだ、あの、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ、ちょ So the suffering of cyclic existence is a product of one's own karma. And so karma is again its force, or it's a product of one's own ignorance or afflictions. And so from the beginningless time up until now, regardless of which realm that we may have taken as a rebirth, which realm the rebirth may have taken in different realms, we haven't been able to go beyond sorrow. And even if he engages in the virtuous deed or the wholesome deeds, and then even the wholesome deeds become a cause to taking rebirth within the cyclic existence. So why this is? Because our virtuous deed, the way we engage in the virtuous deed, and the underlying motivation is based on self-grasping mind. So long as one's motivation is rooted to the self-grasping mind, self-cherishing or self-centered attitudes, even if one engages in the practice of Dharma, virtuous deed, or engage in wholesome deeds, it may become a wholesome cause, but not beyond samsara. So therefore, just the way we look at things and the way we look at ourselves, self and other phenomena, our way of looking at self and other phenomena is completely distorted. So it is because of the mistaken way of looking at self and other phenomena, we are unable to cultivate what we call the genuine compassion, love, sense of connectedness to others. Because when we look at ourselves, the way we look at ourselves is we exist independently and without depending on any other factors. Similarly, when we look at the other phenomena, such as house where we live, and the place where we belong to, and the food that we eat, and the clothes and shelter that we have, and the way we look at is something that exists concretely without depending on other factors. So now, practicing Dharma is to reverse this thought, reverse these motivations. It is by looking at self as an independent and other phenomena as an independent, that really strengthen the self-grasping mind. And if the more you look at things as a concrete and independence, and the the stronger your self-grasping mind become. And so therefore, when we look at ourselves, in our state of mind, is most of the time is always, you know, a strong cherishing at oneself, and either we have a hatred towards others or in a neutral. And when we look, when we come to the state of mind, to self and others, we draw a big, distinctions. We draw a demarcation between the self and others. And so, so therefore, once you draw this demarcations, then there's always, we cherish ourselves and neglecting the welfare of other beings. So now, practicing the Dharma is to now reverse this. Cherishing other beings, put more significance and regard to other beings, the welfare of other beings. And that doesn't mean, again, we should completely neglect our own inner welfare. And so therefore, in what manner that we should become a, you know, maintaining in the middle way is to not excessively cherishing oneself and neglecting the welfare of other beings. And as a practitioner, we should put more regards and more significance to other beings. So this is, you know, now practicing Dharma need to reversing our way of thinking, reversing our way of, you know, doing things and you know, our deeds.
Oh, tenari, tadi nai tuma maripa sengen dengan tu kuat, tuma maripa sih. Anda ngaji ngata nai kia nagre sa tu nak kang, demel cuitan ni, kuguru madi yo madi, tuma maripa dige, tenda maripa susu rama, rasa tu pada bici, kang leh tian mukukun tama cuit tenda ye, tenda kui, kian leh ngaji ni dia maruwa, tenda ye dia ngaji kepa sana demel kibu tuan ni.
Wrong ini tu bandar buat kiri kendi, wrong ini tu pasal tu dia ni orang maruah. Tapi ni insan tu kiri kendi nak membaca tu kiri. Mesti tu, sesuatu tu, thoma maripa, sehingga tu kiri kari resa na. Sosok kanza jadi mer, pasu meri thone ya, pasu ini korong ini cutu sianda jadi mantu gian tiang mana tu mungkin. Sosok ini nak ngah asidu. Sosok wrong ini pasu orang macam tu nak kengur. Waktu nak ini tu kiri dah tanda kiri mungkin kiri sahaja. Thoma maripa sehingga dia membaca juga ni. Tentu ini mepa zua la, lo telo tuju kan dapat dia kurang mepa zua ni, angkut pumbu di mepa zua tuju mana. Lo telo tuju kan dia, ngajung ke samba, sengat dia cecuna, ngajung ke samba dekat ngajung ke samba jadi kual ni, bu mepa tengen jisikiri.
Anji kual nimbo meba, anji kajam jenam je karim ke kariye nala tambo kibo ji kumbar saba ji ndi kibo ji sadan da ji ti ti ti. An kariye kali pa ki unu ku nibari ji ro goto ri ji ku mebar janda ji kual nimbo meba ji twa tu ta ni kuido. An kuido jen ni ten jen ta ni an kuyi gi chawal ne ju ke tuma mari bata den megi ili ganga de pasi to ti gu gi. Megi ili ganga de ngal na sen ne sen
So let's, you know, think ourselves, the way we actually look at ourselves, the way we understand ourselves and the way we see ourselves. How do we really look at ourselves? How do we understand ourselves? In other words, I or me. This is, as a practitioner of the Dharma, it's very important to analyze or investigate actual existence of the self or I. Most of the time, when we think about I or self, we think of about I and self, something that exists independently without any depending on other factors, causes and conditions. It is because of this strong grasping of self, then everything that belongs to us, such as food, clothing and so on, are exist independently, solidly, everything that exists in and of itself. So, if you really analyze very carefully of oneself, the self really, is the self that really exists the way in which that I consider as a self. This is how you, how we need to examine ourselves. Try to look at the self and examining the self by pinpointing at all parts of your body, from the crown of your head to the tip of your toe, and coming back from the sole of your feet all the way back to the tip of your top of your crown and so on, and thinking up in your mind, even within one's body, all kind of organs and systems that we have inside our body, where the self really exists, where is the self is taking a shelter somewhere else within our body and so on. If you really think very carefully and examine, and self that we normally think that really exists independently, something that can be touched, something that can be pinpointed, become unfindable. So this really tells you that our way of looking at self is something that is distorted, it's a mistaken. So then we are kind of become, you know, awaken. Because from the beginning, this time up until now, the way I look at self, ourself, or the way I look at myself is something completely mistaken, completely wrong, distorted. So then if you are able to see this yourself in this way, then you can shift one's mind to other phenomena, such as something that belongs to oneself, fooding, shelter, clothing, and so on. Think about the clothes that we wear at this time. Normally, we take it for granted. This is mine. It belongs to me. And we just wear ourselves, and we do not think of anything else. But if you really think carefully, how many people had involved to become these clothes? to make these clothes. So hundreds and thousands we are dependent upon others. In brief, our very existence and our very survival is dependent on other beings. So this is how we really need to think about ourselves and phenomena. If you're able to really examine this way, self and other phenomena, then we are, we are actually embarking on the path and getting closer to understand actual mode of existence of things and event, in other words, emptiness. So once you're able to understand ultimate nature of reality or the emptiness, then whatever the actions that we may take, it will all become a wholesome actions, because the very motivation is understanding how things really are, and the actions driven by this motivations will always wholesome. Not only does it become a wholesome, but it will become a cause for freeing ourselves from cyclical existence. And so this will then lead oneself to understand there is no purpose and no meaning in grasping at the cyclical existence or the mundane excellences. Because everything that we engage in the actions through body, speech, and mind, driven by this negative thoughts and emotions, particularly of the ignorance of self-grasping mind, that becomes a negative, and which result in suffering of oneself. So if you're able to really look at this, the false sides, they would look at the, downside of, or the disadvantages of this self-grasping mind, then this will lead yourself to understand there's no purpose of clinging onto the self and mundane excellences.
No tenda yin chen ta nga zo sa chi na le phum bu de le mu ba zo ala pu ma ri pa de ki kin de te re na tenda yin cha ti lo nga zo tang bu ni ne tenda chi ma tu gu ma ri khu tu tu ni te bu lo ji gen na nga zo gu ji ji ta nga zo de ro wa quality bi ta pa de ya to de de ji ne ni yun ge sang ba jian ni tang de de ji ji ri. What mega chipung chitin the song de mega chipu chitin the down liu nga ye song mega chipu chitin the song yin na na te song yin na nga zu mega chipu chitin the song yin na na nga de ma jo cha ma lon de lo na wa ye da jin ru song lo che me go a jin ne ha dang me ha ma ga nu ji ya de de lang tu gu ye mega chipu chitin su me su zhen de ge na li de la tro ji ne do zhi ji yang de ge. Now I do Tindu Sunglo, Jimmy Gua, Ha, Mel, Hama, Sung, Yachal, and Tezo to the Irene, Pound, didn't Tamaman, Tapan, didn't get to gain them. And the name is at the end, quarreling about you, the Mitch with Tudison, Ha, Mel, Hama, Sung, Tinonia, and I may lieutenant and the cheetahs and the dragon lieutenant lent to you, and that they are good, and Hat as a general, I didn't do in the moment on your man doing with him. That the name lieutenant, may lieutenant Lani. Ha, man, Hama, soon the Dante Chow Tatulo. A tata china big me do, and it may lieutenant de la Naji Yuri, Taji Yuri, and the Kuma Bazogundu, Sundi, and soon the good Toma Maripa, sing Taki in the Ari, and Kuma Bazogundu, something with him. A Kuma Bazuana, Kulo, the Zombari, the Nazo, Zomba in Baha Maguaji, and Dambati, Queen Zan, like in the Yiban, then you're about to hit him with him. A Queen Zan, like in Zomba de Hipa Jenny. And then Jamba de Hiondi, a cool rangun, my drupa, the Susurungun, Tuba, my body, a cool tony, Then I to be lotella, and troll tangry, madam, daughter, trolling and jung sambal ten, calling a bungee being in June, sing it, John Tadula, and he is somebody in June, somebody get tack here, and we can enjoy somebody get trochy any, and it could call it to be top of the tone, what he make a chip with shooting soon, and Yandu soon, the noise of Tundusun Chimago, Dendry Charlie, Dendry Charlie, and up, then you pinky your muddy, and make a chip with yon.
So now, speaking about, you know, freeing ourselves from cyclic existence is to eliminate grasping itself, which is ignorant mind, ignorant which pertaining to self and other phenomena. And so now we can't really jump into it and just, you know, eradicate our ignorance. This needs to be, you know, done on the basis of, you know, proper sequence or proper orders. So therefore, right from the beginning, one must observe the 10 virtuous actions by abandoning the 10 non-virtuous actions. 3 from body, bodily actions, the 3 bodily negative actions, and the 4 speech, and the 3 mental actions. So therefore, by observing those 10 virtuous actions, what it does, you know, by means of observing those 10 virtuous actions, will lead oneself to take a rebirth in the high realms, or the fortunate realms, either taking rebirth in human realms or the god or demigod realms. So now, even if one take a rebirth within this, this 3 high realms, we are not free from of sufferings. Deva realms or the demigod realms, human realms, we are all subject to undergo sufferings. And now we should look for something beyond this. Not only just you accumulate karma or you engage in wholesome deeds, observing 10 virtuous actions and abandoning 10 non-virtuous actions to take a rebirth within these high realms, but you look for something that completely, you know, free from sufferings. So when you look at this, then we need to know the disadvantages, the nature of samsara. So this will then take oneself to cultivation of what we call ngejung, which means the renunciations. You're renouncing, you will be able to cultivate the renunciation with regard to worldly excellences or the mundane excellences. And and then when you look at this disadvantages of this of taking rebirth in samsara, then you have a strong wish yourself to free yourself from this samsara. Then having a genuine, you know, by reflecting one's mind upon the disadvantageous nature of samsara and having a genuine motivation of freeing oneself from samsara alone will not again free oneself from samsara. Now, the main question here is to know how can I really break the chain of taking rebirth into samsara? Then again, importance of identification of maripa or ignorance come into picture. And then you need to know about what really causes us to take rebirth within the samsara. And as we talked about earlier, the root cause of samsara or the cyclic existence is ignorance or the maripa. And this need to be eradicated. And this can be, maripa or this ignorance cannot be eradicated by means of cultivating just love, compassion, sense of connectedness to others. This need to be eradicated by means of understanding how things really are. Because this is a distorted way of looking at things and self and other phenomena. It look at self and phenomena in and of itself or exist independently without depending on any other factors. So now to overcome, to get rid of this kind of mental attitude, must be done on the basis of understanding how things really are. So therefore, when we speak about how things really are, then we are speaking about understanding of emptiness, right? So this, once you have this, then able to cultivate the mental attitude of how things really are, well then enables oneself to engage oneself to accumulate a karma or accumulate, gathering a cause to free ourselves from samsara. So then, just again by freeing oneself from samsara or attaining nirvana for oneself is not adequate, because as a practitioner of the Mahayana, we have to have the highest goal, which is to free entire sentient beings from samsara, or freeing entire beings from samsara or sufferings, and to gain this. So therefore, I must do something that I can really lead all beings free from sufferings. In order to do that, I must attain state of enlightenment. So when you have this kind of mental attitude, this is what we call such a pure and blissful mental attitude that you can cultivate within you, that really cares other beings from the depth of one's heart. And this will actually give you such a joy, enormous joy, within yourself, because you are completely, your mental attitude is completely reversed and completely become detached from attachment. So therefore, once you have such a loving and caring for other beings with such a mental attitude, and then the blissful experience that you will have will be beyond our explanations. So therefore, this is how the sequence, observing 10 virtuous actions, then cultivating renunciations, understanding of how things really are, in other words, ultimate nature of reality, then bodhicitta, which is the genuine wish to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings.
What? That need to get a way that you don't you send it down under Yanju Samba Trojani, quality with Tabato. And the Janju saying Trojani, and suggest how you get in the Sanji name with it. ये तो जांचू के सेंग कुनो कंडा जी का रेसना जांचू के सेंग दे ये दे तो दो जान ला मिगी इसे कुनो या सांग जी बंदियाँ ते कारे सांग जी बंदियाँ ते कारे रेसना जांचू के सेंग सेंग दे जो वाला ये दे तो दो जान ला मिगी जांचू के सेंग तो ये दे तो दो जान लॉन्ग रूम दो चुटियाँ दो तो ये नारी जांचू के सेंग तेरे अन्न कुनो या चप्पू ना बोची द दौड़ जी उसा 双击中的按这部机的也不用双击，等到满意的，等到别人那我等到就来满意的。那罗二的时间，他这个可以锻炼的那的，可能花过年。那罗二的时间，可多可多，你等时间，你就讲的，家里的时候，那可以装修个三角了，买起，点点点着，因为讲把人家哈算是的，刚要工作，那当买起当不人家接。 那时间当起蚂蚁不起，时间当起蚂蚁不起，都那干的让那个叫了他妈没办的，没啥丢了。那么他妈把的蚂蚁点五个了，那现在的蚂蚁，那蚂蚁的过点钱不点点去，那么过点钱不用得了点种的去，点种的就完了。啥也他妈管上当起，地方当起可偏点的多，土土个没人等。那你可以啊，上几个，说是要上几个山路都那，那你可以了吧？上几个山里，你去买各种的吧。 上级他就那买了把去点一个呢，那去点把钱不点一个都搞得点一个都，光得点一个都没可能。要把老板等于那个人也挑了，也等那个点送出去了。上级个的，那多的钱呢？那可能上级个现在买去点点点子，因为讲把人家哈算等那个多钱呢，多的钱呢，可能呀，上级个等到的家里的也是那可能时间长期，不大家等把那个这个时间长期点就不就不接头啥的，上的买了可能呀，这不我们就搞不懂，那可上级退休嘛的，我现在都做上来没，那让个这上级话的，那等到以前的，咱家人们就咱大家的嘛，就是刚刚的，那时间也等到多，这几六七个月的，那等于呢，时间等到多月的，是给那来呀，等于这个就的，那中间的说的，买大家嘛，这可能困难，吃住吃当的，那可能嘛，去送，那那钱呢，底板的两个的，那钱呢，偏个的，也都投个多多起码送的，也退个的。 那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那
So we talked about cultivation of renunciations. Renunciation is to freeing oneself from samsara by understanding the nature of samsara and the disadvantages of samsara. And then we talked about the awakening mind, which is bodhicitta, having a genuine wish to attain state of enlightenment for the benefit of all the sentient beings. So all those great enlightened beings, they have gone through this path of perfecting, working for the wealth of other sentient beings. And those enlightened beings, they have not actually attained enlightenment just to, you know, free themselves from samsara, free themselves from sufferings. Their very purpose of gaining the state of enlightenment is to working for the wealth of other beings. It's such a pure, you know, motivations and mental attitudes. So if you look at this, the standard definition of this bodhicitta or the mind, awakening mind, you see that it's actually observed by, you know, the object of observation of this bodhicitta is to dzogchang, which means the complete state of enlightenment. And then purpose of gaining the state of complete enlightenment is for the benefit of other sentient beings. So when you look at this, the priority of, you know, gaining the state of enlightenment is to welfare of other sentient beings. And only this enlightenment becomes a secondary. So primary focus is to, you know, welfare of others, working for the welfare of other sentient beings. So then, by looking at the beings, sentient beings, who within the six realms, who are undergoing tremendous amount of sufferings, regardless of where they take rebirth, fortunate realms, unfortunate realms, they are all subject to undergo sufferings. And so with this, you know, understanding, then you have, we will, one needs to think about working for the all other sentient beings. Again, here, when we speak about working for other sentient beings, it's not, again, we're doing so without any connection with them. Think about that we ourselves is connected with them, with all other sentient beings. Because according to the Mahayana tradition, there's no such a single sentient beings who has not been one's own parent in the past. So therefore, just as how kind our current or present parents are to oneself, so too all other beings have been kind to oneself in the past. So therefore, this leads oneself to the cultivation of what we call the bodhicitta. So then again, speaking about cultivation of bodhicitta, there are two different ways in which one cultivates bodhicitta. One is equalizing and exchanging self with others. Another one is sevenfold or the six causes and one result. This is the most effective, actually, and thinking about by recognizing all other beings as one's own mother and being mindful or remembering their kindness. And not only just you remember their kindness, but also you would like to repay their kindness, jinzu, repaying their kindness, having a genuine wish to repay their kindness. And then heartwarming love, it's extraordinary love that you cultivate towards all other beings. Then compassion, and then what we call last is the resolute intentions. The resolute intention will then lead oneself to cultivate complete bodhicitta. And so therefore, all those great beings in the past, Buddhas, such as Buddha Shakyamuni and so forth, have gained the state of complete enlightenment by cultivating this bodhicitta. And so we, as a follower of those Buddha Shakyamuni, if we really want to become a genuine practitioner of the Dharma, then we should always engage in the practice of cultivating bodhicitta. This can only be done on the basis of receiving the teachings, studying the Buddha Dharma. It is therefore Buddha has stated that I cannot really take the suffering of other beings, nor I can wash the negativity of other beings by, you know, pouring a water onto it, on the sentient beings, and neither I can, you know, transfer my spiritual realization to the sentient beings. But I can free other sentient beings by, you know, by teaching them, by teaching them how things really are. So therefore, we as a practitioner, and we need to, you know, receive the teachings, and not only just receiving the teachings, but you need to study and contemplate and meditations.
ຈາງຊູກີເສນຣານນິງຈືລະຈາລະຍິດິມງາດແດງກະນິຄິດຈິຕະດາແກນາຈີກະນິຄິດຈິນິຍໍລິຕະດາແກນາຈີເສງດິກະນະກະດຈາງຊູສັມບາເສງດິຣານດັງຍେນນິດິຍେນຕາຊາດິຈິກິຈິຍໍລິດາແກນາຈີນາຈີສຸຊິງາຊໍຊໍຊິຍໍລະຊະແມ່ນເປັນຈັນແນນໍງາຈີຈິຈິຊິດິຕະຊາຈິມບູຈິຍେນດິຄິດາລິຕ້ອງລະຈິກະຣວາ ຊິບະນາເລງນີ້ຊິຊິບະຈິນດໍດາຈິຈິຫມໍລິອັນເສຈິທາຈິຕະປັດພຽນໂຕນາທໍນານແນຈິນຈິນຈິບະນາຍຸງກືລິເອັງເຕຍໂຕກັນດິຕິງເກກມຸງເບນນະຈາລະທໍມາເມບັນດູເສຈິນທາຈິພາມາຍມາມາຍບິເອຕະດິມຸງບິເຄດຄວາລະທໍມາດິນຍໍຊາຫຽຈິຍໍມາກັນດາງາດະບຈິນນາຈາຫາມັນດິນຈິຈິຍໍລິເດພໍຈິລິຈາຫາມາຍໍມາລິຊຽຍໍມາລິ ຄັງກະຈິບາປະທົມມາແມ່ນບັນຊູງກືເດມະນາຄິແມ່ນບັນນາຄິດິນແນແລ້ວແມ່ນບັດຈິມັນດູຊັງງາຈິເສນດິເລວາລາເສນຄໍນຍິຈິຄິບາຍິງຄິຈິຄິບາຊິເຣກືເດມາໂດດດາສາດນະຣຽຍໍມາຣີສເອັນຕະນາຍມິດິຄິບາຍິງຄິຈິຄິບາຍິງຍາເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເຕເ tenjun cial thoma mesing itu nda teri.
So we talked about, you know, this sevenfold instructions of cultivating bodhicitta, which recognizing all other beings as one's own mother and remembering their kindness and genuine wish to repay their kindness and heartwarming love, compassion and resolute intentions. Once you're able to complete all the six, then those six are known as the cause which give rise to bodhicitta. And there's another way of cultivating bodhicitta is equalizing and exchanging with self with others. So now here, when we speak about exchanging self with others, it is not that we become someone and someone become ourselves. That is not what we really mean by exchanging self with others. So what is meant by self in exchanging self with other is to, you know, to reversing one's way of thinking. Our way of normally, when we think about ourselves, we think about ourselves and we put more regards and significance, and we cherish more ourselves than other beings. We have a strong attachment, cherishing attachment and, you know, self-cherishment towards oneself, and then we have strong, you know, aversion towards someone whom we dislike, and we ignore beings whom we do not know, and someone who nor one's own loved ones and neither one's enemy. So this is the mental attitude that we have within us, the three different kinds of mental attitude. One is to attachment towards oneself and one's loved ones, hatred towards someone whom we dislike, and then indifference with regard to the other beings, other, you know, that doesn't belong to two of those categories. So therefore now, this exchanging self with others is to now to reverse this order, or reverse this mental attitude. Cherishing of other sentient beings. And you should not have this three categories of the mental attitude with regard to the, you know, beings, with regard to the three different beings, but rather you should cultivate a similar thought, a similar wish, in other words, equanimity towards all other beings. And it's a fact that if you are really able to do this, and this is this will really, you know, calm your mind. You know, normally when our mind is influenced by this strong attachment, hatred, and indifference, and this actually creates a wave of our mind. So therefore, once you are able to, you know, cultivate this equanimity towards all beings, so then the wave that are on the surface of one's mind are diminished, and you are able to experience the actual nature of one's own mind, which is very calm and still. So that really makes us, you know, something that really you will have extraordinary feelings of happiness, and in other words, you'll have an inexpressible, you know, sort of blissful experiences.
Oh, tenar eng aja jaw, tenar cik cik jaw thoma mido na hil thoma yomari. Mido mana kali tenar na hil main kipa main kiji kipa suri ay yomari. Tambah ni kipa ini bay guri ay. Tenar ya tiu ni kipa main kiji na hil mba na hil ni main cumi ya reji tenar ni kipa thoma mido sewa tega ngan tenar teri. Tenar kaza ini la ngansu kipa kanga kaza marwa ngansu kaza ini la kaza jaw thoma mido sa na hil. Ron's jaw, Toma means that Nahi, Ronjaw, Toma means that Nagi Nahi, Toma Yomari, Kaza, Kanza, Lokal, 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 L
So if we really make an effort at this time, time that we have found such a wonderful rebirth as a human beings, then within this brief lifetime, we're able to make a great change in ourselves, so that in the future, when we take a rebirth, and the propensities or the seeds that you have planted within your mind can be carried to this, you know, very next lifetime, and then as well as the subsequent lifetime of one's future. So this is, you know, how we can really make change of ourselves, and how we can really, you know, take an initiative of ourselves by stepping on the path to enlightenment. So our life is beginningless, because when we speak about the life is beginningless, is the consciousness that we have within us is beginningless, and it is endless. So regardless of who we are, you know, one's present life, but we're all subject to, you know, we all are common to face what we call the suffering of death. Once we, you know, pass away from this life, that doesn't mean that you are completely, you know, cease to exist. Your subtlest consciousness will continue to the next life. And so, then whatever the imprints or the seed that you have implanted within the subtlest consciousness will be carried out and will give rise to its fruition. So therefore, right from now, by keeping this in one's own mind and try one's best to implant a positive seeds or the wholesome seeds within one's subtle past, within one's consciousness, because it is only the karmic seeds that we can carry from this life to next life. Nothing else can be taken, regardless of what kind of position that one has, or the relatives, and you know, the wealth that we have accumulated. When we face this ultimate journey, which is death, then only thing that you can carry with you is your seeds of your karmic seeds, the seed that you have implanted within your consciousness. So therefore, it is better for us to take something that really accompany us, that really help us to become help us to, you know, the to one's, you know, future life. No. So it's asking if you have a question, so we'll deal with questions and answer now. Yes.
So if karma, there's the understand, but there's a tension, karma, there's the tension of the consciousness to be attached to a craving, and is that what drives the flow and the series of reverse? Is that
understanding? The legi, the Seba dan lembai kiti jene, selen seba dero, digi se dam ne, digi ani, se chime kene, kaso da kewa ne adi, dil ten di yungrubas, kode se do.
Se to yin, adi hinka na runa ki tau yin na, karin di na, lo kono tau kuro wa, ta dir cho dan lugu cho na di na, se to adiro wa, sinan seba niki. Sinasibana nga tunga mariba kuna no ni ma ki dindo. Di gi di ki pasha di gaya na, mei di pasha di lo. Mei chavala ni pasha di gaya na, telo sinasibana ni ki sirto ni, na mei chavala ni kuruwa. Nene di ten luka tugu ma sinasibana.
Yeah, it's our, you know, whatever the actions that we may take, whether it is positive or negative actions. But this is the most important factor for becoming a seed for negative or positive is, again, the motivation that we have. You know, if you have a very strong motivation of engaging in negative deeds, let's say about saying something bad to others, and then at the moment that you have cultivated motivations, even you have not spoken out, but the imprint that you have, because of this motivation that you have already implanted this imprint within your consciousness, so that you will carry this consciousness to your next life, which is negative, you know, karma, as you also call. And so then similarly, if you have, you know, cultivated a very strong motivation of taking a life of others, in other words, killing someone, even without killing it, without engaging, executing actual act, your seeds is completely implanted. Of course, there is a difference in terms of intensity of this negative imprints, but you already implanted the seeds and so on. So the motivation is the key factor for the seeds of one's own, future life.
Yes. I have a question about what you just explained. Like, if we have the thought, even when we get angry, the thought of killing one another, the other person, look like we implant the seed in our head. But at this moment, we practice, right? And then look like those two persons. This one, hey, we practice Dharma here. So how do we erase that? The thought that just occurred in the head, right? Because we get really upset, really angry, and then we can say, well, I will beat you up, Just the thought of that, is it the seed planting, and how we erase that? I use the word erase a lot, but how can we, because the thought already appear in our head. So how will we prevent that in the future?
I got it. Yes. I got it.
Really
very clear. Yeah.
Really quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's also namje je tamjel ya ya je kulung duja tende leger waso so ya kulung duja tende le de kable tende je ta je Kondo Shivichila Sajichin, Pajo Meya, Dunsha Mendo Samia Tavishida, Pajo de Soja Shangmendo Sai, the Nekunun Shungur was. Decabria, the Kunun Shimbushu, there was. Miguel Kunun Shimbushu was. Tane, and the Janji Chick Tuck Tumjin Yanji Tandy Susu Decabria Kunun to wish in the year every day, and a decab Dijelia, Chick Susu. Charging the underlay the gate of Chicky, Copet Nursum and Maki Shungur of us. Teacher the Gala, the Nursum Dukundun that they call Maki out of Chitaho, Tangmun and Mungoja, Tapsil Karjuris.
Canvas in the queue could be nothing about it. No good about
it. That was Namjin Kate Goroba.
What is it?
Kondu Kate Goroba.
What is it?
Kondu Kate Sani. 대한 공로 시기에 지어로 봐. 직소도 치어로 비치 두신 다디 말해서 다디도 디감 또 양 티체지고 되네 양디제 양다 공로 당하는 게 용고로. 간다 딘즈미게 어떤 저 간데 잡시고 그랬다. 간다 공로 뱃콘 메버서야를 세고면도 뭐라 인더 신설.
기타니 공투 메버서라 공투 도마 제주게 도마 마리 바싱에 데 메버서 그거로 와. 그러면 봐줘. 돈이 맞다 봐. 좀 봐줘야 해. 내가 내가 다 고도 내가 한다 보더니 그를 군도 찍어야 미켄다 보지. 그래서 산이야 땅. 내 군도 주는 그를 파지로 주줄로는 도와지 못이 아직 너무 그 말로. 근데 내 인사들로는 소소기 지 내가 산다는 인사리. 파지로 주줄로 두루 좀 도와요 말이야. 내 두루 좀 도와지 못이 말이야. 딜리바 그런 제바만 군투나 주님의 어떤 대가리 ne patrul de la 5 que tout de la 5 que doit une brise ne parlons de tu l'on retina ne nganga di kundu ya hon chel 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 mon doit yo malis de le zopa gon mesule qui dit pas yo ma yi zopa sem de dit gatu gon gure ti
so now this you know for us as ordinary beings although the anger does not really become a very active within us, but the seed of anger is already there. It is always, you know, the seed of those anger, hatred, or jealousy are always there within us as an imprint, what we call. Because we talked about earlier this, the self-cherishing mind, self-grasping mind is the root cause for all these negative thoughts and emotions, period. And so long as you have this self-cherishing mind, self-grasping mind, then the chances of, you know, generating those negative thoughts are always there. So to get rid of those negative thoughts and emotions, we need to look for the root cause of all those negative thoughts and emotions. You may be able to suppress our anger by practicing love, compassion for a time being, but this will not eradicate, this will not uproot your anger. Because you have, the cause of anger is again still there, the self-grasping mind. Because when we think about, I'm angry, and first and foremost, you know, your motivation, that you have cultivated the motivation at this moment, it's based on I. And then again, the way you look at the I that you have, your understanding of I is completely distorted. So independent, concrete. Based on that understanding of I, someone told me this, someone is doing something that is offensive to me, someone is saying something bad about me, and then you have this me and I. It's a very, you know, based on this I, then we make, even if someone uses one very simple word, and when we think about it, we contemplate that too much, and then we intensify, you know, your anger and your hatred. So then it really becomes uncontrollable. Then we take a physical actions based on this anger, which will then bring a disaster result and chaos result, nothing else. So then all of this, the root cause of this anger and hatred are all self-cherishing mind. If you understand how the self or I exist, the way in which that really exists, and reality of self and I, then this kind of anger will not arise. If you really look at ourselves and see all those the thoughts, such as take example of anger, particularly jealousy, sense of competitiveness, and so on, those are generated based on I. So now we really need to, you know, dig and look at the root cause of that. Because if you are unable to cut the root of that, then it's always, you know, it will always give rise to, you know, its fruits or its effects. So therefore, always work with the self and find how the self, existence of the self, that is the most powerful way of eliminating or eradicating or uprooting anger. Any questions? Yes.
In a practical way, does Geshe-la have any suggestions for being in circumstances where people are trying to make someone unhappy or uncomfortable or do harm to them, so those people don't rest until they get a response of pain of some kind or a response of anger?
So, me, So, in this case, when someone, you know, tries to do something that is offensive to oneself and other beings, and, you know, it's for us not to get angry is the key factor. So now how can we do that? Is again here to think about the individual who is actually engaging in such a negative act. Is he or she has no power. She or he has no, you know, choice. He or she is actually forced by delusion or mental afflictions. And so if you really think deeply, carefully, instead of, you know, distracting one's mind, we will really have compassion for them. Because how pity it is. At the moment, the person is engaging in negative acts based on his or her anger, and how unhappy that person is at that moment. And not only the moment that he or she is suffering, but also once he or she has engaged in such a negative deed based on this anger, and it will give rise to a negative result. Not only that person will have a negative karmic result, but also there will be legal consequences for this person. So he or she is not doing such things by choice. It is by no choice. You might say that, oh, he has a lot of choice, but he didn't listen to that. You know, that's what he did. But we are normally looking at the external condition. But there's internal condition that really force he or her really become a powerless, because very much habituated with following those kinds of instructions given by the negative thoughts, and addicted to it, you know, addiction. So therefore, when we think about that, you know, instead of, you know, getting angry or retaliating, you will have, you know, compassion and love for this person. This is very practical to calm one's own mind and maintain what's a calmness of one's own mind. You have a question you want me to ask in that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Tā kōrōng tīrē dāla. Tī kō tīrē. Tānda tī. It was a question from Anthony.
Yes, is there any subtle difference between power and force?
Power and force. You know, you're based on this 37th limbo. I mean, the path to enlightenment, right? On the 37th path. Koran di sikdu. Tanda dhagin shikyodre, janju sodyo nani. Tanda di ombunga nani liya, tanda top nga da ombunga nili kheba kari yoris.
Tati nga yobu hiyami de.
Ombunga da top nga da kheba kari yoris.
Ombunga nani kari gani, ombunga di.
Ombunga singa di nga nani miga ombunga ngu mare.
Nani mori bai.
Top nga da di bed ka gare. Di lam kenge siyang gurwa. Lam chiyar gore.
Di nje tar siyang gani. Ombunga tunga ya tiba chimu kuna yi hini. Di tanda magi, tanda nungi di.
Tangbo gozo ya di. Tenpa nye ja sing gozo gurwa.
Tenpa
nye uri siya wasi. Yangda pa pongwa. Ani zudu yi kambo si. Ombunga. Tunga. Janshu yi yala di. Pana yala ki. Odi chi sumso di chay gurwa.
Ombunga ni mi gama na yama chi yama
di. Di lam yi yama yi yama zidi yu dagi. So, he said there might be a subtle difference, but he's not very sure. He said he will look at the text and then give you the answer later. So it's not very sure. Yeah. Probably he said he will look at the different, you know, the Lamrim Chemo or the different texts, then he will just let you know.
Roger came to the conclusion that they were the same. Or at least he couldn't find a distinction between the two of them. And I was just wondering, what's the point if they're repeating themselves over, you know, five factors that basically
absolutely
are the same? Is it to reinforce it, maybe twice as strong as the, you know, the rest of the list?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
So he said, Kishla said he's not very sure. There might be a subtle difference, but he's not very sure right now. Can't answer that one.
Thank you.
Yes.
It dawned on me last week, I don't understand the difference in the instructions of contemplating on a subject and meditating on a subject.
Okay. That's a good idea. More on the 간소 테스 검스라 고르와 디나나 스테바데다고 가가연 법다고 조조마 이게 예 들어봤어 저 삼바도 공부 이렇게 하고 그랬어
삼바달이 장주기 센다비 히에나니 장주 센디기 마 히야마 히엔지 솔지 히야마 히엔지 그스저기 히와지 그러와 히와지는데 장진데나지 레상으로는 늘반에 군 다운이 예들어와 삼바는 흔도 아 군디 아니 알리 유드마 히와나기 담마 히와들로는 두고 말와 띵지 아니 간단히 간단히 그러는 데다 따라한데 인바지 시상 상대는 될파 군조에
So the here contemplation with the contemplation and meditation is a cause and effect. That's what he said. Contemplation comes before and then meditation. So normally there are three things, right? Listening, contemplating, and meditating, right? So, for instance, if you are listening to the teachings of Bodhicitta, and you listen to the teachings of the Bodhicitta, and then you contemplate, or you think about the meaning of this Bodhicitta, mm-hmm. once you're able to get the meanings and an aspect, an object of Bodhicitta, then you meditate. When you are thinking about the meaning and understanding of the meaning, it's said to be a contemplation. And because meditation should be done on the basis of complete understanding of meaning of the Bodhicitta, in other words. So listening, you have listened to the teachings of the Bodhicitta and contemplating your mind on the meaning of the Bodhicitta. Once you have contemplated and have understood, you know, full understanding of what is meant by Bodhicitta, then you meditate on it.
But I guess I'm not understanding the meditating on it. I suppose you could. I don't know what I'm doing. I understand if you're meditating on it, isn't your mind thinking about it? An example of what the difference would be, what's going on in your head. I don't know, is that possible to give an example? I understand the contemplate, I understand the listening and the reasoning and the contemplating, and I guess I kind of thought contemplating was kind of meditating. And I understand with the single point of meditation of looking at an image or not looking at it and trying to have it in your head. I understand that, but if I want to meditate, if I'm thinking about self-cherishing attitude, and I contemplate the downfalls of that, and then what does the meditation look like after I've come to the conclusion that it's not a good thing, it's not helpful, then what happens?
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it, yeah. Tomorrow, we are going to samba down gumban yali ya di ko kever the tomo dine yon sebra shes.
Some Sanju Chigurwa. Sanjuran, then that they are on the Paji, some Tom, they are on with Latin in Chugurwa. The Gunjuns at this easily.
So he's giving a simple example that contemplation is that you actually make more effort of understanding the meaning. That is what we mean by contemplating. And meditating is you understood actual meaning and then you're actually completely, you know, being in the meditative equipoise with the meaning so that you don't really have to look at the understanding or whether I'm understanding this meaning and so on and so forth. But with you have, it is, you have completely understood the meaning and then it is more effortless. Your meditation become more effortless. And you're putting more effort in contemplating. Contemplation, in other words, that's the difference. This is the example that he's giving. So if you, for instance, if you want to meditate on the cup, and first you're contemplating the contemplating this cup that in front of me, and looking at the shape of the cup, and you're observing that you're the color of the cup and the patterns, whatever the attributes the cup, you know, possesses, and you just look at that, and while we're looking at it, then you are actually contemplating it. You're contemplating the cup. Once you're able to get everything mentally, you know, you get it, everything, the shape of the cup, very precisely, then you meditate. So it is more, you know, relaxing way of thinking the cup. When you are contemplating, you are completely contemplating and putting more effort to understand the nature and understand the, you know, shape of the cup and so on. So this is the difference. This is how, you know, the simple example of the difference between the two.
I have a quick question. Why is the color being changed here, and why is it blue?
Did 청어부 갈진 담을 했어야 돼.
청어부
고천대로 개 여러분.
세대에서는 지방은 이제 세부도 마무리 그거로와 전쟁은 이제 나 지방도 담다. 세부 마무리 다시 당한데 다시 이제 금방 나가 이제 세부 마무리 치러 청어부지. 다 들어가서 이제 딱 가서 이제 또 토야로 뭐지 또 토야 뭐 나한테 주셔야지. 아무지는 들로 피상다 보다는 마부도 세부 니지면이 그거. 되니 관두지마도 시한다 죽으면은 장건도
나로 어떤 공부 열어봤다
아
주심 초관 나로 망치 공부 열다 다단데 봐
어 된다 여기는 열어
공부래 망치 공부 실로 어떤 최점 됐어요 그러면 나로 공부를 하려다
어때 때는 집에 제외지만 뭐죠
so he doesn't know anything about the significance of why the blue but it the one thing that he could say is if you have a blue color then the statue being a golden color, it really stands out. That's the thing that he could say, yeah. He said there might be a meaning or significance behind it, but he doesn't know.
Thank you.
Should we say the dedication prayers? Beginning on page 23 or 24, continuing to suspiciously.
Tongue Gajero dai qui canda per tanto a malinjo ne chiarezim a tinzin già soi capi si ti vado dentro ti uje da joba da kundo zombo dia de gede da kunje je so da lo che Yavan de da tangi roto mo. Ibi java tangi che. Moa kala chodo ma bati. Da ki gi tawan de kujang. Zambu chuche roto mo aji.